College English Test, Band 4, Part 2, Listening Comprehension. Section A, Directions. In this section, you will hear three news reports. At the end of each news report, you will hear two or three questions. Both the news report and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center.
News Report 1. African leaders plan to turn the continent into a continent without borders. They will introduce a single passport policy allowing free movement between countries. The idea from the African Union has been modeled on the EU Schengen free movement deal. Europe has abolished many internal borders. This enables visa-free movement across the continent. Currently, 13 African countries have visa-free deals in place with each other. These allow citizens to visit another country without a visa. Some countries offer visas on arrival. In contrast, Americans are able to travel to 20 of the continent's countries without a visa, or secure a visa on arrival. The African Union, which represents 54 states, wants to abolish the requirement of a visa for Africans visiting other African countries. It also wants to establish a free trade deal across the continent in the near future, as trade within the African continent costs more than any other region.
Questions 1 and 2 are based on the news report you have just heard. Question 1. What is the news report mainly about? Question 2. What benefit will a free trade deal bring to African economy? News Report 2. Researchers in Iceland found a new way of tackling climate change by pumping carbon dioxide underground and turning it into stone. Other carbon capture and storage methods store carbon dioxide as a gas, but problems include a high cost and concern about leaks. This new method of burying carbon dioxide and turning it into stone is cheaper and more secure, The Guardian reports. To turn carbon dioxide into stone, researchers with the CarbFix project pumped the gas into volcanic rock and sped up the natural process in which the volcanic rock reacts with gas and forms carbon minerals. The gas turned into solid in just 2 years, much faster than the hundreds or thousands of years researchers had predicted. The research took place at Iceland's Hellisheiði power plant. Already, the project in Iceland has been increased in scale to bury 10,000 tons of carbon dioxide each year. One potential difficulty is that for each ton of carbon dioxide buried, the technique requires 25 tons of water. However, the lead researcher said seawater could be used.
Questions 3 and 4 are based on the news report you have just heard. Question 3. What new method has been developed to help fight climate change? Question 4. What is a potential difficulty in applying the new technique? News Report 3. People in France are keeping away from the narrow French stick loaf in favor of healthier, cheaper options, a Millers Association has said. The National Association of French Millers says bread consumption is on the decline, with French people eating 9 grams less than in the previous year. The association is concerned about the effects this trend will have on their trade, and suggests 3 reasons why it is happening. Firstly, the association cited changing diets, in particular, the switch to those low in calories, as a factor in the reduction of bread consumption. This could explain why the difference in consumption between genders is so big. Nowadays, men eat an approximate average of 140 grams of bread daily, whereas women eat 80 to 90 grams. The second reason, they say, is lifestyle changes in the country, with people dedicating less time to breakfast when bread would traditionally be eaten with butter and jam. Finally, the rising cost of bread is considered to be a factor, with the price of a French stick loaf increasing by nearly 25% in the last 10 years.
Questions 5 to 7 are based on the news report you have just heard. Question 5. What does the news report say about French people's bread consumption? Question 6. What do we learn about French women from the report? Question 7. What is said about lifestyle changes of the French people?
Section B, Directions. In this section, you will hear 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, you will hear 4 questions. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then, mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center. Conversation 1.
Next, please.
Yes, I'd like to book 2 train tickets to London tomorrow morning, please.
Okay, what time would you like to go?
Well, after the rush hour, I think. We'd like to avoid the crowds, if possible. So, probably sometime around 10 o'clock.
No problem, just give me a minute. There's one here at 9:47, then one at 10:12, and then a third at 10:26.
The one at 12 minutes past 10 sounds good.
All right. Would you like to sit in first or second class? No problem. And I've booked those seats next to each other for you. The total price is £36.50. Is there anything else?
Yes, actually. We'll be taking our bicycles with us. What is the arrangement for that? And will it cost extra?
It's no extra cost. The price will be the same. All you need to do is wait at the far end of the platform. When the train arrives, tell the train guard where you're going, and he will help you secure the bicycles in the last carriage and give you a ticket. Then you can walk down through the train to your carriage and take your seats. When you arrive in London, hand the ticket to the guard, and he will return the bicycles to you.
Thank you for the information. That's very helpful.
Questions 8 to 11 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 8. When would the man like to leave for London? Question 9. What is the man's other request? Question 10. Where should the man wait for the train? Question 11. What should the man do to collect the bicycles? Conversation 2.
Good morning. Our guest today is Karen Brook. Karen is the managing director of Cube Movie Theater, located on Underhill Road. Thank you for coming, Karen.
Thank you for having me.
So, tell us about your cinema, Cube Movie Theater.
Sure. Cube Movie Theater has been around now for 11 years. It's located in what used to be a hat factory.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There used to be many hat factories in Britain until around the 1950s. But fashion changed and most people stopped wearing hats. So practically all of those factories had to close down. This one in particular was closed for 47 years before we transformed it into a movie theater.
I see. I hear there's something else that makes your theater special. What is it that sets you apart from other theaters?
We are the only movie theater in the whole country that only shows foreign movies.
Is there enough demand for that? I would have thought that in London, most people don't speak foreign languages.
Sure, there's enough demand. The fact that we have been open and in business for all these years proves it. London is a very large and international city. There are lots of people interested in watching such movies. Furthermore, I might add, all movies come with English text at the bottom of the screen. So even if you don't understand what the actors say, you can still read it.
Of course. What movie are you showing right now?
This week we're showing a musical from Pakistan. It's very popular.
Questions 12 to 15 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 12. What do we learn about hat factories in Britain? Question 13. What is special about Cube Movie Theater? Question 14. What does the man say about most people in London? Question 15. What does the woman say about foreign movies shown in London? Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear three passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear three or four questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. Love them or hate them, smartphones have become an integral part of our daily lives. But should they be left outside the classroom? Nick Gibb, Minister for School Standards in England, believes schools should ban their pupils from bringing in smartphones. Astrid Natley, a secondary school math teacher, incorporates phones into her classroom. "My school doesn't have money for tablets," she says. "When students use their phones for research, they learn they have a powerful tool in their hands. If we stop children using phones, we're rejecting something they care about." Meanwhile, Helen Lockhart, a registered nurse working for community education, supports a complete ban. I'm banned from mobile use at work, and my phone must be handed in. If I'm caught with it in my pocket, I will be subject to disciplinary procedure, which will impact on my career. We need to teach children how to behave like the professionals they're striving to become. Richard Stone, an English teacher, thinks there should be a clear separation between school and home. Students should do things differently in the two environments. Children are getting more than enough screen time in their lives without the need to bring their phone into the classroom. The internet is too easy and too unreliable a research tool, so let's leave phones and laptops at home and show them a different world in their lessons, one of books and pens, he says.
Questions 16 to 18 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 16. What do we learn about Astrid Natley, a secondary school math teacher? Question 17. Why does Helen Lockhart, a registered nurse, support a complete ban on smartphone use in the classroom? Question 18. What should students do in the classroom, according to Richard Stone, an English teacher? Passage 2. Kate, a 6-year-old girl, helped her brother wash windows to get a reward promised by her mother, a purple doll that she wanted. She watched her mother order the doll online. The next day, Kate asked if she could check the shipping status, so her mom clicked on the web page and then walked out of the room. Kate saw that her doll would be arriving the next afternoon, but then she noticed something else. Suggestions about other dolls and toys she could order. 15 minutes and a few clicks later, with more than $350 worth of dolls in her cart, Kate placed the order and ran off to play. The next day, while checking on another online order, her mother noticed the long list of dolls on the way. She was able to cancel two of them, but it was too late to cancel the rest. She told her daughter that they were going to be returned. When the packages arrived, Kate wanted to open them, but her parents said no. Instead of sending back the dolls, her father suggested giving them to the local children's hospital. So the next week, Kate's family loaded up their car and took all the dolls to the playroom at the children's hospital. Kate was depressed at first, but then she sat with some girl patients and they opened up all the boxes together, laughing and playing. She had a lot of fun and learned a really good lesson.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 19. How did Kate earn the reward from her mother? Question 20. What did Kate do after her mother left the room? Question 21. What did Kate's family do after the packages arrived? Passage 3. Can the date you were born affect how successful your life is? According to recent research done in Australia, the answer is yes. The researchers found that the time when a person starts school has an enduring impact on their lives. Those who are relatively old compared to their classmates have certain advantages over them. Previous research has found older students achieve better results. They are also more likely to attend university and become professional athletes, chief executives, and even important politicians. But the Australian researchers wanted to discover what was driving these differences. They suspected older, more mature students obtained more self-confidence than their peers because they achieved better grades. To test this out, they conducted two studies. One was with high school students and the other with more than 1,000 Australian adults, aged between 24 and 60 years old. In the first study, more than 600 high school students were surveyed about their tendency to take risks and feel confident. In the second study, those born on both sides of the cutoff date for starting school were asked to complete online math questions and rate their performance. They were also asked about the risks they took while riding bicycles and managing their finances. The researchers found that older students displayed greater risk-taking tendencies. While risk-taking can be considered a negative attribute, it's also a characteristic of successful people, including athletes, political leaders, and entrepreneurs.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 22. According to recent research conducted in Australia, what has a lasting impact on one's life? Question 23. What was the purpose of the Australian research? Question 24. Who were the participants in the researchers' first study? Question 25. According to the researchers, what is one characteristic of successful people?
That's the end of listening comprehension.